Rewind. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you are a champion. How are all of you this morning?
Good.
You guys are quiet down at that end. Not too sure about this whole thing, are you? Me neither. It's okay. Well, welcome. I'm glad you all are here today. A sower went out to sow. Any idea what that means?
No.
Have you ever seen a plant? Have you ever been outside?
Yes.
They're good. Okay. Those green things are called very good plants. Did you ever wonder how they got there?
No.
You did or you didn't? You never wondered? They were just there. It's like the pews. They were just there. How do plants get where they are?
Seeds.
Who brings the seeds?
The wind.
Sometimes it's the wind. Who else? The plants make the seeds. But how does that tree get right there?
It grows.
It grows. How do you get a tree to be in one particular place as opposed to pretty much every place? You plant it, people!
You need a seed to do that.
On Monday when I was working on this, this didn't seem so hard. If you want to make a plant in a particular place, you plant it. And sometimes you take a seed and you put it down into the ground because you say to yourself, self, I'd like to have a hibiscus there. Or, self, I'd like a geranium there. And then self puts a seed in the ground, and then what do?
Plant it.
They plant it and they water it, and what else do they do? I know you're going to say it. Right, fertilize it. Very good. I didn't know you knew that. Fertilize it, and then eventually what happens?
A bird might eat it.
It could. We heard that in the text today. If you plant your seed too shallow, what happens? A bird could find it, or even worse, your little brother. They dig it up and they throw it away. What if we went out into the parking lot and we just threw seeds around? Would they grow?
No, there's no soil.
Wrong. I know this because I have to fix the parking lot. Seeds are amazing. Sometimes seeds find their way in the concrete to little cracks. And then you know what they do?
They break it.
They grow. They grow. And if you let them grow long enough, that's exactly what happens. It breaks. Seeds are amazing. So when Jesus tells this story today about spreading, the sower, the guy who plants the seeds, planting seeds everywhere, it seems kind of weird because you think that we'd pick exactly where we would want them, where we know they will grow. But God gives God's word to everyone. Sometimes God's word, God's wonderful message of love, falls right in the garden where you think it should. Right into Greg. And he smiles and he says, I've received the word. And it was good. Sometimes the seed falls into other places, like in the parking lot. That's how I was when I was a kid. I was the parking lot. I did not want to hear God's word. But it grew in me anyway. So today, I think you could plant some seeds. Because the word that God spreads all over the place is God's blessing. Have you ever thought that you could plant a seed of blessing? Would you be willing to try?
No.
Thank you for your honesty. No, he says. You'll be on the church council soon. Is there anyone who would be willing to plant a seed? Oh, it's conditional now. You'll be on the worship committee. Anyone willing to... One wonderful child has said, oh, send me, Lord. That's biblical, by the way. I lost my pencils.
Where's... Oh.
Okay. So here's how you plant seeds. I want you to take and start passing these out to people. No, not to the other kids. To those parking lot people out there. And here, they might need a pencil. Would anyone be willing to... Oh, bless your heart. Would you plant a seed? So here's the seed. Come on, don't be so lazy. Otherwise, I have to just do it really messily, and they don't like it when I do messy things. Can you? Do you want to plant any seeds?
Sure, as long as I get planted over there.
Now, if you want to be really careful about planting seeds, you can just walk around individually, give careful, good Lutherans, give them each a piece of paper. Good, keep going. Now, the seed is this. If God can plant blessings, so can you. So if you have a piece of paper, you could plant a blessing. You need more paper? So what's cool is you guys are so orderly. You're such good sowers. Because there is another way. There is God's way of doing this. Which is to just hope for the best. Right? So we can just throw them all out and then they'll all show up. We won't do that with the pencils. Due to liability insurance. But we pass them out. So what I want you to do for these young people is to write on these pieces of paper a blessing. And we are going to make some art out of your blessings. And then we'll see if anything grows. You are excellent sowers. Oh, look at you. You have reserved seed for next season. Well done. Go in peace and serve God. Thank you all. You can go back to your places.